Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Residents of nursing homes and assisted living facilities are often transferred to hospitals as their conditions deteriorate. Brown University Professor of Health Services, Policy, and Practice, Joan Tino, has found that the clinical benefits of such transitions may not be worth the stress they bring in the final days of life.
Healthcare transitions for nursing home residents with advanced dementia are inconsistent with the goal of the patient receiving the right care at the right time at the right place. Often, these hospitalizations are for pneumonia that can be safely treated in a nursing home. Our goal in this research is to create an index of healthcare transitions that experts and families would label as burdensome, to study how this varies by region of the country and over time, and examine the consequences of receiving medical care in regions with a higher rate of burdensome transition. Examples of burdensome transitions include transitions in the last 72 hours of life, multiple hospitalization in the last 90 days of life for known complications of dementia. We found that 1 in 5 had a burdensome transition. They varied substantially by geographic region in the country, and they were increasing over time. Nursing home residents who resided in a region of the country with a higher rate of burdensome transition had poor outcomes of care. They were 3 times more likely to have a feeding tube inserted, 2 times more likely to be in an intensive care unit in the last 30 days of life, and 2 times more likely to suffer a stage 4 decubitus ulcer. One of our concerns is this pattern of transition are more about the financial incentives rather than patients' goals of care. Nursing homes receive a higher reimbursement when they hospitalize a patient. Our findings suggest that this pattern of transitions is associated not only with higher costs, but poor outcomes of care as well.
That was Brown University's Joan Tino. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Down to earth and sinks the sun, along with everything that was lost and won. When the day is done.